So please welcome Beth Marshall.
As you know, I haven't been here for a while. It's nice to see everybody. I'm in a show right now. This is a blatant plug for the dinner party up at Pewter Plow. I've been in rehearsals forever, and we run another 3 weeks. So I realize Cambria's up there in another time zone. It's a half hour away. Everybody acts like, Cambria, oh my God. You know, like driving up there at night on that scary Route 1. But please, if you can, come on up and see us. It's a great show. It's amazing that we got it all together. And so that's what I've been involved with. And finally, I have my Wednesday nights back again. I've been thinking of a couple things. I had a whole different story all planned for tonight, and then I found out I had the topic wrong. And the story that I had a punchline, which was a punchline. It was the wrong punchline, so I couldn't do that. So 11 o'clock this morning, I'm thinking, well, what can we do with this? So I've got it down to two things. I can do something about the show that I'm in, and I don't know how many of you have been in shows, but shows are always hysterical getting them together. Or it can be about chicken, and I'm not too sure which one to do it about. So far, I've had more votes for chicken, although that's a little tougher. I have to actually think to do the one about chicken. So in lieu of thinking right now, how do you like this outfit? Is this okay? Yeah. This is every time I find the more outrageous the pair of leggings, the more I like it. So, and then someone told me that I actually had skinny enough legs to wear these things. So it's kind of the...
I know.
I woke up, it was 45 degrees in Paso this morning, so I got all bundled up and everything, and now it's 82 in friggin' slow. But I haven't been sweating too much, and I got my zebra scarf here from Target, $7.95. And... Thank you very much for my zebra look. So, which way should we go? I guess I'll talk about this show that I'm in. Yeah. It's and how many people here have been in a show? I don't care if it was high school, anything like that. Most everybody, half of you have been in shows. And so you kind of know all the nonsense that goes on. Well, anyway, we cast this show back in December. And... The director decided we were going to have audition. We were going to have rehearsals starting in December, and we didn't open until March. It was 3 months before the actual opening. Now, normally, it's about 6, maybe 8 weeks, so everybody's kind of like, why are we having rehearsals? And it's during the holidays, so problem number one is nobody's showing up for rehearsals. We can't, there's a whole six of us in the show. We can't get all six to show up. And so that's the first thing we're dealing with is nobody wants to show up, and finally we say, oh, okay. We'll put off rehearsals till after the holidays. So that was a good idea. The second thing that happened is I discovered that our director, the dear little lady that she is, and she's a wonderful person, but her talent, I would say, is catering. Not so much directing. I would say in the first month of shows, the most direction I got was, would you like another piece of pizza? I'll say one thing on the set right now is that we never have any problem worrying about how much food is going to be on the set. Anything else, you never know. But food, there's always food there. So we went through that. Then we made it up to through January. People showed up. We read through this play. It's a Neil Simon play, but it's very late Neil Simon. It's and he kind of reused lines that it seemed like he had already done in other shows, and we already knew the other shows. We're like, is this funny? We're kind of like sitting here. Is this funny? We're not really sure. And we make it through that. The gentleman who plays my ex-husband in the show, he says, well, could you come over to my house and run lines with me? I'm like, sure. I go over there. Is something wrong? Are you okay? Oh, okay. I thought you were praying. I thought maybe this was not really good at all, and you were praying for me. So we go over there, we're running lines, and as anyone who's ever been in a show knows, you don't want to get acting lessons from the person you're in the show with. So the first thing he does is he starts giving me acting lessons, and the feeling about acting lessons is, it's great if it comes from like an acting teacher, but not from somebody who you're in the show with. So we make it all the way through that, he's telling me how to do my lines, we go into Helena, should it be pronounced Helena or Helena? And he was very, very sure that it should be pronounced Helena, not Helena. And so we went through that. Then we went through, I guess this is a plus and a minus in a show. We have three guys who are in the show who don't like each other in the show, and in real life, they don't like each other. So this is a kind of a plus or a minus. We had a couple of yelling matches during rehearsals about people not liking what other people were doing. It was pretty interesting. Our set was another whole story. It's fine. It's a fine set. Probably not what I would have done, but anyway, we made it through the set construction. We made it through the fact that there was no publicity, and nobody knew that we were having a show. So it's just an interesting thing coming around. Blocking was another whole story. Blocking, if you're not familiar, is where you're going to move on the stage. Well, we never really got any blocking. So everybody decided on their own where they would move around on the stage at different times. And we just kept doing different stuff every night to see how it worked. And it was like even coming up to the night where we were right before our first audience, we were still trying stuff that was different. 2 days into the show, I was still trying stuff that was different. We just didn't have anything about how we were going to do it. So the long and the short of all this story is, it's like about 4 days before we're supposed to open, and we're all wondering, do we have a show? Do we not have a show? What's going to happen here? And miraculously, as everyone knows, especially if you've ever been in a musical, miraculously, when it comes to there's an audience out there, everything somehow comes together. So it was opening night, full house. We have no idea how this is going to go. The crowd just roars and loves it and is laughing at every line. They're even laughing at lines that we don't know why they're laughing at them. And the crowd loved us. The reviewer gave us a great review. And it's been pretty good ever since. I would want to invite everyone up there. All I can say is, luckily, it was signed, sealed, and delivered. Thank you.